half of Americans, for example, 47%, say a personal brand is more influential in their purchasing decision than a corporate brand, so your business brand. Then we do have the other 53% of people who want these corporate brands. So by having a personal brand in your business brand, you can really have this amazing edge where you are satisfying 100% of the market. Whereas if you do not have this personal brand, you could essentially be losing out to somebody that does. As a female online business owner with dreams of more income, more impact, and more freedom, you know there's more potential in your business waiting to be unlocked. But figuring out how to shape and transform your biz and get seen, loved, selling, and scaling can feel like, well, a mystery. So how do you cut through the noise, create offers that deeply resonate, sell and scale without you always being on, all while creating a life you love? That is exactly what this show is about. Welcome to Seen, Loved, Selling, Scale. I'm Corinda, your small biz marketing sidekick, digital offer strategist, and online biz bestie. With tens of thousands of digital offers sold, tens of thousands of people helped, and millions of dollars in revenue generated in my own business as a small business owner. And through this podcast, I am here to share it all. You'll gain clear, actionable insights, strategies, and shortcuts to master your online marketing, build scalable online offers, and create a business model that works for you as much as it works for your people, so you can grow your income, amplify your impact, and free up more of your time. Let's get started. What if I told you there is one thing that you can do in business right now that will help you to create more connection with every view that you get? What if I told you there was something that you could do right now that is going to help you stand out in a crowded marketplace? What if I told you there was something that you can do right now that is going to help you convert more customers faster and with more of a competitive edge? And what if I told you there is something right now that can also be a bucket for endless content ideas in your world that you are likely sleeping on or discounting? Well, guess what? I am going to tell you all of those things today, and I'm going to tell you exactly how to create that and go into how you can unlock your secret sauce in this area, and that is personal branding. Now, before we go any further, I know that little voice in your head might be saying, but Corinda, like, I don't need a personal brand. I'm this kind of business. Or Corinda, I can't have a personal brand. I'm way too boring. Or Corinda, I do not want to share my private life on social media. That ain't happening. Or Corinda, I'm not an influencer. And I am nodding my head as you say those things because I am not going to ask you to do any of them. I do want to say you are not too boring though, and we're going to unlock that for sure in this episode, but you can have a personal brand without doing those things and still get the most incredible outcomes, because today we're going to go into exactly how you can infuse your personal brand into your small business in a way that is truly comfortable, in a way that you can feel confident with, and in a way that is authentic. And look, you do not have to take my word for it. I delivered a masterclass to the Content Mastery Club just recently, and this morning I woke up to another lot of beautiful feedback from another member who has taken this. And she said that she just wanted to say thank you for the personal branding masterclass. She feels like something has finally clicked. And if there's something not clicking in your social media at the moment, or your presence, or your marketing, and you're feeling like something's missing, you just see other people posting, or you get a vibe from other people's brands that is missing for you at the moment, this actually might be it, and we'll go into it. But she said she feels like something has finally clicked. She's been showing up more authentically on socials in the last week or so, and it is working already. She's never had so many conversations in her comments. I've gone from literally zero comments on any of my posts to multiple conversations, and it's so motivating. And here's the thing about that as well. Yes, it's motivating for her, and yes, this is amazing, but I also know, and you know, because you know stuff about marketing too, and you listen to this podcast, and you learn and you absorb, that those conversations that she's having is actually doing more than just chit-chatting. She is creating a connection, She is showing why she is the one for them. She is staying front of mind, and she is actually giving herself that she's the one for me edge. So when someone sees the exact same two offers in the marketplace, or very similar, really helping with the same thing, right, in a niche, someone goes, oh, I'm going to buy XYZ's product. This is their subconscious because they feel emotionally connected. And this is actually what that's creating. And this is why we want to build these personal brands. And in fact, there is big data that tells us that having these personal brands within our business brand, and we will go into that in a second, is seriously an amazing edge, the perfect combo, if you will. I was listening to Rory Vaden not long ago, and you know, his report and research on this is just one of the many, many reports of this. But in a national research study, like his brand builders group actually went through and did, and I'll put the link to the report in the show notes as well, so you can go and check that out if you want. But his personal branding report actually showed that half of Americans, for example, 47%, say a personal brand is more influential in their purchasing decision than a corporate brand, so your business brand. Then we do have the other 53% of people who want these corporate brands. So by having a personal brand in your business brand, you can really have this amazing edge where you are satisfying 100% of the market. Whereas if you do not have this personal brand, you could essentially be losing out to somebody that does. And I never ever use any fear-based marketing or anything like that when I am teaching people or training people, but this is actually just a fact that if you are not weaving in a personal brand, you could potentially be not influencing those people who do need to feel a connection to a brand to buy. And other studies into this have shown things like a personal brand in your business actually helps increase word of mouth to make that marketing easier on you. It increases customer satisfaction, and it actually also increases customer loyalty and retention. So yes, you might, for example, win a sale as a corporate brand, but then that person may not stick around. They might not tell people about you. They might not be as satisfied by your brand. Let's say something did go wrong. It was a day later, you know, in the mail than it was supposed to be, or you had to cancel a call because someone was really, really sick in your family. I mean, that personal brand connection actually allows people to go, that's okay. Like, I know Corinda, she's a human being. These things happen, rather than a corporate faceless brand. And they're like, oh, freaking heck, that this is co, like, this is terrible. How dare a big brand like this do this to me? So it's actually a superpower in so many ways to have this. And this is why we need to unlock it. Yours. So let's dive in exactly how to make that happen. So first and foremost, the number one step to building your personal brand is you need to get out of your own way. And I say that with so much love because I've personally done it too, right? I get what it's like, but you need to stop thinking you are too boring, because we have this idea sometimes that a personal brand is like being an influencer, right? We have to be going to the latest events, the best restaurants, flying on private jets, being in the Maldives, whatever it is. And that isn't the case. With so much love, because you actually are super interesting. I already know that, but you don't have to be interesting to have a personal brand. You just need to be a person. I want you to like hear that again. You just need to be a person. And congratulations, you are. So congratulations, you have a personal brand, because your personal brand isn't so much about what you do. It's actually like who you are, what you believe in, the way that you live your life, the way that you traverse your business, the personality that you already have infused in you. And by starting to add elements of this strategically into our business, you actually can break through and grow that personal connection. What I actually challenge you to start doing is when you scroll your own feed, I want you to look out for like micro moments of this happening. I actually also want you to think of brands that you feel connected to, like you feel like you know a little bit about them. And I want you to have a look at what they are doing, or asking yourself what you know about them. And I'm not in any way talking about content creators or influencers, right? Because we all know that's like a really extreme version of personal brand. We don't need to be doing that in business. We need to be letting who we are as a person help drive our business results, because we just know that this is an absolute superpower. Every point of data truly tells us this at the moment. So I want you to go through and have a look at what you are seeing from businesses that you love that they are showing that isn't necessarily flashy or massively interesting, but makes you go, hey, that's a person. They're a pretty cool person. I vibe with that person. They do person stuff like I do person stuff in my life, because this is the next thing that I need you to unlock as well. So no, you are not boring, but you actually only need to infuse as much of your personal brand in your business that is relevant and that you are comfortable with. So I always say to people, and train this in that masterclass too, and FYI, if you join the Content Mastery Club next time we're open, that masterclass is in there. It's a deep dive masterclass with exact prompts, exact steps, exact exercises of actually how to craft your personal brand. It's very visual, so it's harder for me to do on the podcast to show you that, but I'm going to give you as much as I can. You will be able to get this. But we talk about how having a personal brand actually doesn't mean divulging any of your private life. You keep what you want private. We do an exercise where I ask you to go through and write down all the things like that make you who you are. Are you funny? What do you value? What's your family structure? You know, what's your personality type? What do you believe in? What don't you? What do you like in your niche? What don't you? Kind of like a bit of like filling out a dating profile for yourself, right? And then you get to fill out that same dating profile for your ideal client or customer. And what you actually want to do is overlap it. Find the things that you both have that's similar, like you both are humorous, you both are type B personalities or type A, you are both have families, you both are a religion of a certain type, blah, 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 blah. And then what you get to do when you have this list is like cross out the ones that you're absolutely not sharing. So if you are absolutely not comfortable sharing like anything about your family dynamic online, cross it out. If you are, you know, not comfortable showing your type B personality because that actually might alienate some of your customers, that's cool. Cross it out. But for a lot of reasons, this stuff is actually going to work really, really, really well to connect. And this is the type of stuff that you might see around a lot. For example, is really a POV of like, you've been scrolling through my camera roll and you see. And this is an opportunity just as one very, very, very simple example, take it or leave it, but you might share a carousel or like a video reel or some stories or just some threads about this, whatever actually works for you. This can be done on any platform of just like POV, you've been scrolling through my camera roll. Let's say you're a personal trainer in the personal training niche. What you would want to do is start thinking to yourself, what would be in my camera roll around the niche of exercise and fitness and meal planning, anything I talk about that my IC might also relate to. So it might be like POV, you've been scrolling through my camera roll and saw me meal prepping at 9:30 p.m. because it's the first chance I get when the kids are down. And it might be a snack of like a watch on the bench with the meal planning next to it. It might be like, or like doing squats with one kid on my hip, or like me trying to eat my food and my kids stealing my boiled egg for the day. And now I'm worried I'm down 30 grams of protein. And it might be just like a little kiddie's hand taking the egg, right? Then it's like, this is what it looks like behind the scenes. So when I tell you, you can do hard things, you know, no matter what's going on around you, like I live that too. So you can instantly see that this is a much different piece of content than going out there and saying like, hey, here's three ways that you can meal prep no matter what is happening in your life. That is a great piece of content and you should still be doing that. Shows credibility, it adds value, but it's very, very, very different to the connection that comes from someone actually seeing you live that. And this in no way does brand damage to you as a personal trainer. This is like, oh my gosh, thank you for showing me this still can be done. It's real. You're getting it done. This is what real life looks like. Because guess what? The person on the other side of the screen you're talking to is a real person with this stuff happening too. And we have those little moments. It's different, right? Like they see your little kitty's hand and see what your lunch looks like. And it's like, hey, like, I have that plate, right? Like these little things that go on actually cannot be discounted as huge moments in connection that make someone say like, that is my person. I feel like I belong here. I feel safe. I feel secure. I feel like I'm in the inner circle. I feel a connection. So you can see here, it wasn't like, hey, what am I eating on my private jet to the Maldives this week, right? This was literally just the most simple example of something a business owner can do. And you can do this in any niche. So it's like, if you're a boutique owner, it's like you're in my camera phone and just phone these photos of me, like, sneakily trying on that new wrap dress before the store opened, or like, everyone says tan shoes do go with this, but what the heck is this outfit I've put together? Ha ha. Like, little things like this, right, can really help people to connect. And you're still, as a boutique owner, showing off things that are relevant to the person on the other side. You're in your store, you're showing off the clothing that you have, but this is an extra step of like, I love those clothes, I love this brand, and I love the person behind it too. I've got that connection. This is what you need to unlock. And you get to only, again, to come back to that point, share as much as you are comfortable with. If there's a photo in your camera roll that you think it's me and the kids in the gym all working out, but I'm not sharing that without covering my kid's face, or I'm not sharing that because I don't want to put my kids online, guess what? You don't have to. You get to go to the next option that's still in that list to connect. And then the last thing that you get to unlock is knowing that this does not have to take over your content. So for anyone that's worked with me, if you want to come into the Content Mastery Club, I'll dive deep into this. For anyone that's listened to me or stood still long enough that I could speak to you about this, I teach and preach 5 content pillars to create a successful marketing plan on social media as a small business owner. And those are engage and entertain. So we're really like playing the algorithm game and doing that content that really anchors people, engages them, makes them feel like, oh, this person is talking to me, right? Then we do educate, inspire, and activate. And this is really our credibility, trust, value, affinity, building content. Then we do stories that connect, which are exactly as they sound like they are. And then we do like the about the business content. And where you can fit this personal branding type stuff in there is in that stories that connect mainly, and then in that about the business. This type of stuff works really well in that pillar there. So when you're thinking about a story that connect, I've got these content ideas in the club, for example, and I give people these every single month in the content plan as well. I will say, here's a story that connects. It could have this personal branding angle. So in your feed, you've shared something that works well with the algorithm, something that really positions your credibility or gives back to your audience. You've shared a story that connects that might be some personal branding. Then you shared like about the business. You might be sharing something particular in there. Then you're showing off and selling as the 5th pillar, or building your email list, or driving people forward. And you can have calls to action on any of those actual pillars as well that also move people to the next stage. But these pillars actually form a customer journey. So if you're thinking to yourself, well, where the heck is this personal branding stuff supposed to fit in my actual business? That is where it can go. Again, you still have that corporate brand or that business brand. Keep doing the types of stuff that businesses do. You don't have to turn to an influencer model or a creator model, but you can weave in elements of this into your biz anywhere and everywhere. And I really hope you will start to do that, because as I said at the top of this episode, this has so many benefits for your business, for your cash flow, for your content ideas. It is absolutely huge, huge, huge secret sauce, and will only be getting more and more powerful for the foreseeable future. So no, you are not boring. No, you do not need to share your private or personal life that you do not want to put online. Yes, you want to go through and figure out who the heck you are, who the heck your IC is, and where there is overlap there. And then you want to create this as one part of your content that can fit in so beautifully in an easy, peasy, well-structured, easy to follow content plan like I have in the Content Mastery Club. So please go forth and sprinkle your personality into your beautiful business to absolutely power it up. That's all from me. If you have any questions about this, you want to run anything past me about personal branding, slide into my DMs. I would absolutely love to help. That I will be cheering you on endlessly. And I cannot wait to see you in the next episode, where we will continue to get your beautiful biz seen, loved, selling, and scaling. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of the Seen, Love, Selling, Scale podcast. I hope today's episode left you feeling inspired, fired up, and empowered to make serious moves that align with your goals and version of success, both in life and business. If you loved what you heard, head over to www.thisisco.com.au to find all the links and resources mentioned in today's episode. And if you aren't already following the show, make sure you hit that follow button so you never miss a future episode when it drops. I'll see you again next week, same time, same place, same goal to get you seen, loved, selling, and scaling. See you then.